The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stepmiller. It is Tuesday, and if it's Tuesday, that means I've got Gerald Celente. Mr. Celente, buongiorno, my friend.
Buonasera, over here in the on the east.
I've got Paul Drockton with us as well. Paul, are you there?
I am.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Well, gentlemen, we're not going over a cliff. Financially, I guess we're going to be okay. And do I need to stop listening to Obama?
Well, you know, the thing about it, when you take a look at the federal budget, $1.5 trillion, they're talking about maybe a $560 billion shortfall, which coincidentally is the same amount of foreign assistance that we give Israel. So you want a solution, maybe that's it.
Well, you know, and also, you know, Ron Paul had it right. You know, we're in 130 different countries around the world with our military. Why are we trying to prevent World War III or start it?
Well, I mean, look where Obama just came back from and where he went to. You know, after the military failed in Afghanistan, failed in Iraq, now they're opening up a new theater in the South Pacific and in the Pacific and Asia. So, I mean, that's what this whole Asian trip is about. As I've been saying and writing about, the first great war of the 21st century has begun. And it was pointed out, you know, that how about stopping the money going to Israel? How about stopping all of this money going, as you mentioned, to everywhere? I don't want my money going anyplace. I get really angry when I hear Obama or Bush before him or any of them saying that the U.S. supports, you know, these interventions. I don't, and I'm a taxpayer.
Mm. All right, well, got to take the first break here. We've got callers already lined up. Is that no? Okay, well, we'll have to refresh that screen. I think that was left over from yesterday. At any rate, we'll take the break here. Gerald Celente, Paul Drockton. I'm your host, John Stepmiller. And we'll get on with this right after this short break.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Boy, if advice were dollars, I would be a very rich man. Harvard University economics professor Martin Feldstein said the U.S. economy, gentlemen, may fall into a recession next year, even if Congress and President Barack Obama avert the full brunt of the so-called fiscal cliff. I'm a little confused. Aren't we in a depression right now? By all accounts and all numbers, Gerald, I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute. Unemployment hovering right around 24, maybe 25%. I've got a list of companies here in front of me today, which is spelling to me the economy continues to spiral down. But I've got an economics professor that says we may fall into a recession. We're already in a damn depression.
Of course. And not only the United States, how about those millions of people marching throughout Europe that have lost everything, lost their homes, have no jobs, and the banks are robbing them of the last bits of money that they have by the government's taxing them more, cutting services, robbing of their pensions and benefits. No, this is the world is at war, I've said this before. History is repeating itself. It's only singing a different tune. The crash of 29, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, world war. The panic of 08, the Great Depression, yes, we're in it. Currency wars, yes, they're going on. Trade wars, they're happening. And world war is unfolding in front of our eyes. How many more pieces do people need to add up? Let's run through it. Yemen, Bahrain, Syria, Libya. Now it's going into Turkey and Lebanon. Israel invading Gaza, and now they're talking about and have talking to, about beating the drum against Iran. Millions of people worldwide taking to the streets. How much more proof do people need that the entire system is unraveling, and when all else fails, the psychopaths, the money junkies, and the sociopaths take us to war? It's in front of our eyes.
Well, and this is what I do not understand, is that it's been demonstrated what the problem is here. And we can go through the litany of reasons and the events that led up to it, you know, blurring investment banks and commercial banks, doing away with Glass-Steagall, SEC not doing their job, sitting back, I don't know, looking for what. I don't know what they were looking for, but... We have witnessed the biggest bank ripoff, not in one location, not in one geographic location or country, but we're talking globally with all the countries that have anything that can consider to be an economy. And they are continuing to move in Europe, Gerald. You know, they're getting their deals over there. They're getting control over there of Greece, of Spain, of Portugal, of Italy, but not in the way that you and I would think of control. Controlling their debt? No. They're just making new rules. They're taking literally over countries right now. Has it not occurred to the world that what needs to be done is you need to do away with the people that got us here in the first place?
Here, it's very simple. As I've been saying and writing about, there is a new world order, and you nailed it. It's the World Banking Order. They're taking over the central banks. You should see the joint that they're building over in Frankfurt, the new central bank. And the central banks, all of the sovereign banks throughout Europe, are now losing their sovereignty. And they're becoming a Federal Reserve Bank of Europe, essentially. And you have a few central banks ruling the world. You have the Central Bank of China, the Central Bank of the U.S., and now the Central Bank of Europe. So the bankers just go in cahoots with each other and screw the people. And then you hear the people that are in favor of this. I could tell you their names. You have Barroso, who's the big cheese over there with the European Central Bank, one of the guys, the European Union. You know who this flunky is? He's the former prime minister of Portugal. This clown screwed up Portugal, and now he's demanding that there be an economic union of banking. Who's the other guy in charge? Oh, Mario Draghi. He's the head of the European Central Bank. Where's he from? Oh, you mean the former vice chairman of the Goldman Sachs gang over there in Europe, who put together the deal to bring Greece into the Eurozone, even though they weren't financially fit to do so? You mean the Mario Draghi that was trained in the U.S., that Mario Draghi? The Mario Draghi that came up with long-term refinancing operation, ELTHRO, about a year ago to give banks all the money they needed and don't worry about paying us back. We'll talk about it in 3 years. The Mario Draghi that is now forcing all the European people to buy up all of those worthless sovereign debt from Italy, from Spain, from Portugal, that Mario Draghi? The Mario Draghi that keeps coming up with all these acronyms to keep dumping digital money not worth the paper it's printed on to keep bailing out the banks. It's a banking takeover. When we put Jesus Christ chasing out the money changers on the Trends Journal in the summer edition, it wasn't a religious statement. This is as old as history. If the Prince of Peace could become violent and pick up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple, can't people see what's going on? It was destroying people then, and they're destroying us now. And this isn't just words. They're taking us to war. They're robbing us of our dignity. They're stealing every penny that we have. and they're in control of Congress, in the Senate, the presidency, and all of Europe.
Well, and lately, gentlemen, we've been talking about solutions. And people are getting pretty desperate because they think that sending a I appreciate the sentiment behind it, but sending things over to White House saying that, you know, we want to secede, can we have your permission? This is the temperature of people here in this country, and they're hot because we've all identified the crooks and the criminals with the aid and abetting of the banks and Wall Street that got us here. But there's some very simple solutions to this. You know, I don't think that the World Bank or the Federal Reserve banks inside this country are going to do debt forgiveness on it because, well, I don't know, gentlemen, from what we were versus what we are now, considering all the debt, we're pretty much a third world country. I don't think debt forgiveness is part of their vocabulary. But what is to stop us, Gerald, from going, you know what? Your number one job, Federal Reserve, was to provide us with a stable currency that didn't take wild swings, that didn't continue to devalue each and every year. You guys have failed miserably. We're going to shove you off to the side. We're going to start another U.S. banking system. What is preventing us from doing this? There's got to be a reason why some snappy little whipstitch of a politician in Washington, D.C. doesn't suggest this.
Well, when you're a politician, let's remember who you are. We call murderers murderers, thieves thieves, and prostitutes prostitutes. Why can't we call politicians what they are? They're either thieves, murderers, criminals, or prostitutes, or all four. So what, you can't, you know, dogs don't make cats. This isn't what they do. I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. For 6 years, I was the Chief Government Affairs Specialist for the chemical industry. I used to put together political action committees in D.C. when they were brand new to kill legislation. I know what it looks like, and I know who they are. And then I started, you know, to grow up. You look at who one of our chief writers for the Trends Journal is. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. Dr. Roberts could call in the head of the CIA and question him under oath. People have to realize who these people are. They're little boys like Petraeus. They're little boys like Allen, the other general tough guy that keeps spending all this time sending emails to some chick as the troops are getting wiped out in Afghanistan. They're little boys like Ryan and Kanta, little boys with fat mouths and cojones the size of moths.
Well, and Gerald, let me stop you right here because why there's a reason why they're not, and it's just not. Let's bring all their troops here home from the Middle East. We've demonstrated to people that we had bad guys over there, or at least in our opinion, they were. They were a threat to the United States. We roll in there, and we're popping these countries inside out. I mean, I guess killing a half a million children in Iraq is not a big enough sin. We're going to continue to chew up people like they're human confetti. Is the reason why they're not pulling the military over there and they're destabilizing these countries and pulling down the governments, is it to keep their oil bourse going or not?
Yes. And again, it's more than that. You have sick people in charge. These are psychopaths and sociopaths. Why can't you call spades spades? I'm not saying you. Why can't people do it? So, yes, that's part of it. The oil cartels and the bankers are in control. Listen to what Eisenhower warned us about. The military complex, industrial complex, has taken over the country.
All right. We'll break. 3 minutes, 800-313-9443. Mr. Salente will be with us for, well, until he leaves. Get your calls in now. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about fluoride? chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com. Well, Gerald, we're literally fighting the wish list for the Israeli government, for the Pentagon. There were the seven countries that was named, and I mean on the very same day the Pentagon got hit. We seem to forget the dancing Israelis that were sitting there filming 9/11 when it happened. And I'm looking at this, and the Middle East in its current situation is serving many masters, but it is not serving the interest of the American people. And I do not know, because all of these lives that have been taken in the Middle East, and for what reason? Saddam Hussein was evil. So, in retribution to the people of Iraq, we'll murder 500,000 of your children. Afghanistan is a mess, and we're over there protecting the poppy field so the Afghan government can keep running drugs. But they're chomping at the bit here to get into Iran, when Ahmadinejad, he is on his way out anyhow. But here's a country that hasn't been at war with anybody for 700 years. So I'm looking at Israel, and I am Obama is kind of like a Mr. Enigma man. He fully is supportive of Israel's right to defend itself. Well, if they fired a bottle rocket, and compared to Israelis' military and some of the stuff that they have up to and including nuclear weapons, firing a bottle rocket and hitting what that used to be the land that you occupied and it used to be yours. Now we're down to the Gaza Strip here. And evidently, that's not good enough because they haven't starved those people out yet. They've got them packed into Gaza, literally, like cattle. And they've decided how much food and caloric intake that these people should have to survive. And these Israelis are doing it from land that used to be theirs.
Well, and I encourage everyone to go to my Twitter account, Gerald Celente, and my Facebook, the official Gerald Celente Facebook. I've been very active in speaking about this. And as you go to our Autumn Trends Journal, you will also see we did a lot on Israel and Netanyahu banging the drum for war against Iran. I want to make this really clear. I'm not an anti-Semite. Three-quarters of our people at the Trends Journal are Jewish. For the record, the last three women I went out with were Jewish. It has nothing to do with being an anti-Semite. Just as I speak out against murder that's being committed by the United States, the country that I live in and I'm a citizen of, I speak out against any country. So I don't want to hear anybody complaining. I don't want to hear from them. As I told in our Trends in the News features that we do each night, for subscribers to the Trends Journal, cancel your subscription if you don't like what I'm saying. I don't care. I'm not here to please you or anybody else. I only see things the way I see them. I don't tell people what to believe or what to think. Here are the facts, and you summed it up pretty well, John. They've been stealing Palestinian land. Let's forget about, you know, from since 1948. Let's go back to the 1967 borders. We put maps up and showing how much land has been stolen by the Palestinians over the years by the Israelis. No one says a word. No one says peep. They keep stealing Palestinian land. You only have to go back to a month ago, and Netanyahu was bragging that they're going to build more settlements. And I'm sick and tired of hearing the word settlements. It's not like this is, you know, happy trails to you. You know, this is wild land in the middle of nowhere. They're knocking down Palestinian homes, stealing their land, and putting up housing developments. It's a real estate deal. Let's call it what it is. Number two, I'm sick and tired of hearing that Israel has the right to defend itself. Let me make this 100% clear. Everyone has the right to defend themselves. Yes, yes, including the Palestinians. And me, if anybody tries to invade my space, I will defend it. Capisce?
Yeah. And you know, you may or may not know this, Gerald. I had Fox from the ADL go after me for being an anti-Semite. So I called the man up on the phone, and I talked to him for 15 minutes. He was writing negative articles calling me an anti-Semite on the ADL website. So I called him up, talked to him, and he says, look, I'm not going to quit writing about you. Now, I said, no, I encourage you to keep writing. He said, I don't understand. And I says, because here we're making the distinction between Zionism and Judaism or Jews. You know, that's like saying that you are against the entire Roman Catholic Church, its history and present condition, because you're an anti-Catholic, because you don't like some priest in a diocese someplace predating on your children. Doesn't make me an anti-Catholic. But here's what happens, Gerald. What invariably happens, those people that aren't religious, that don't care about anything, that happen to be Jewish, when you start pointing out some of the stuff that's going on, they start screaming, you're an anti-Semite.
Not my Jewish friends. My Jewish friends are totally opposed to this. Just for the record, John Anthony
Good.
West, the executive editor of the Trends Journal, is Jewish. Jerry Charles, Jewish. One after another. They're all opposed to this.
Good.
Dad Benary.
I mean, we got to get rid of the people that are really committing terrorism and call a spade, as you said, a spade.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. I've got a couple callers online. Let me go to Craig in Ohio. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Hey, it's I'm a longtime listener. May I have permission to depart from your subject just for a second?
Well, it depends on what it is.
Okay. Some people may object to this or think it's silly or frivolous. I think it's very important. I put a petition on the website, the We the People website, emergency petition to compel federal or state governments to permanently stop all such action or planned deportation. What I'm doing is, and I need 150 signatures, what I'm doing is asking for the investigation indictment for all persons or whoever's who are moving to deport and criminalize the signed petitions for succession. Those people who did that have committed numerous federal and state criminal violations.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
John, just a thought there for your caller.
Sure.
When we talk about succession, I want to point one thing out to you. That is that there were only 3 countries in the world that did not have central banks that were controlled through the City of London. Rothschild, Rockefellers, the entire influence. So if you take a look at the United States and you think about succession, the only way it's going to happen where you're not going to get a military response is if the succeeding state negotiates with the Rockefellers and Rothschilds for a central bank and agrees to pay the same tribute we've been paying them since the Revolutionary War. So this concept of succeeding from the United States is going to bring freedom. What it's going to bring is a military response, or worse, it's going to put people on a list. So when they start rounding them up, they've got a place to send you. So personally, I think you might be better off at this point than not get involved.
Well, Mark, committed.
I appreciate it, but you hear what I'm saying, right?
Sorry?
You hear what I'm saying, right?
Right, I dig what you're saying. I understood that. I took that into consideration because we didn't know when the question came up, we did not know who or the nature of those people who put those petitions up to have XYZ deported. But when I did put it up, I noticed there was a lot of movement to get to bring the petition website down now. Those acts of criminalizing or trying to convert a dissent in public political speech, dissent, into a crime, that in itself, and moving to petition, that in itself was a crime itself.
Well, and Craig, it's been a long tested maxim for this country. Political dissent is as healthy and as American pie.
Right.
Mom, apple pie, Chevrolet, call it what you will. But the problem is, if we have not noticed what the shifts have been in this culture and this society, I don't even recognize this country anymore. I honest to God don't, because we have a bunch of freeloaders out there. They have burned a thing into their head called entitlement. They actually believe that the government has to provide for them to buy them cell phones or pay their rent or buy their food or do whatever. If we truly had a free market system and we had honest money in this country, one of your constitutional rights would be the right to starve to death if you didn't want to lift a finger to help yourself.
Amen.
Okay? And time was, in this country, churches were the place to go if you need emergency help, if your house burnt down, if you had bad sickness in the family. Point being, this wasn't a welfare giveaway, eternal welfare. The church got you back on your feet, found you a job, got you clothing, got you a place to stay until you got on your feet, and then that was it. Here in this country, we are continuing with the welfare state. And that unto itself is wrong. And you give it to the government to manage programs, and then they just go absolutely crazy. We have a polar shift in this country. We have a bunch of people that don't know what it is to be American anymore. They don't know what the Constitution is. They don't know what property rights are anymore. They don't know beans.
Right on.
So here we have an electorate that says, okay, well, we don't like those. We want those people charged for treason. Oh, God, really? They should move to communist China. They should move to a communist country of their choice.
Right.
The problem we have, John, with what's going on right now is that people obviously are frustrated and obviously want a way out. I mean, we all do. The reality is that you take a look at, there was a protest at one of the, gosh, give me a second, was it Ole Miss following Obama's reelection? And it triggered a military response. I mean, they called it a riot. I'm thinking in terms of other countries where people have fallen into division. For example, Bosnia-Herzegovina. And I don't want friggin' United Nations troops here in the United States putting down an insurrection. And that's basically what I'm worried about with this secession movement is that it's going to trigger a military response. You're not going to get what you want.
No.
Because it's going to be you against the friggin' world.
Exactly. Gerald, you haven't chimed in on this secession thing. There's a reason why this government was structured the way it was.
You know, just for the record, if you look at our Winter Trends Journal that comes out in December, so this came out in December of 2011, one of our top trends for 2012, secession obsession. Worldwide winds of political change are blowing from disparate places as Tunisia, Tahrir Square, London, Brussels, Spain, Northern Italy, India, and even Russia, that have opened up a window of opportunity through which heretofore unimaginable political options may now be considered, including radical decentralization and even peaceful dissolution. And we talk about the United States as well, and we include this quote. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness, wrote Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence. So, as we see it, this movement is not only in the United States, it's worldwide. The governments are too big to run. We had a country, you know, I get a kick, by the way, out of these politicians that keep citing the Founding Fathers, but never say little things about how the Founding Fathers denounced our involvement in foreign entanglements. No, no, don't talk about this one. Or about this. This country, when it was founded, what was it, you know, a couple of million people. There are 312 million people here. And we have a gang of 535, that's how many senators and congressmen there are, telling the rest of us how to tie our shoes and make our beds.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a time to break it up. And there's a movement going on, and you know, they like to use the radical situations to denounce the whole movement. You know, like you see over there in Europe or here in the U.S., anytime tens of thousands or millions of people take to the streets, all of a sudden, a literal handful of guys dressed in black with black hoods, who they call anarchists, start smashing windows and throwing Molotov cocktails. And they use that as their agent provocateurs, of course, to then discount the whole purpose of the movement and wrap it in that flag of anarchy. The same thing is happening with this. There's a guy up in Vermont, Thomas Naylor, professor emeritus at Duke University, who's begun the second Vermont Republic. This guy's an erudite. He's no wingnut. And he's laid it out to me, as I see it, perfectly well. I mean, do you think Al-Qaeda cares about what's going on in Vermont or Montana? I mean, come on, who's making this stuff up? So, yeah, I think the country has become too big to rule by a gang of 535. And again, this is a trend that we had predicted. It's taking place and it's gaining momentum. Will it happen in this form of secession? I don't know. But what I do know is that 11 million people less voted in this election than the one in 2008. And I was one of them, because the system will not change as long as it's controlled by the Democratic and Republican mafia. And to get a third party in there is almost impossible,
right.
With a media that's controlled by the prostitutes.
Well, and Gerald, I've said this a million times. Look, we don't need a third party or a fourth or a fifth or a sixth party. What we need is the creatures that are occupying those seats over in the District of Criminals. We need them to simply do one thing, and that's follow the Constitution when they're drafting laws. I the other day, I played Ron Paul's complete farewell speech from the Well of Congress, commercial-free, on this show. And at the end of it, I said, when that man walks out of the halls of Congress, the Constitution is going with him. We do have a solution here to this problem, because we do not have to secede. The only thing we have to do is have the governors look at their own state constitutions, take a look at the federal constitution, and going, wait a minute, you people have lost your minds. It is our duty and our obligation for the people of this country to dissolve the federal government and reconstruct it based on the Constitution. End of story. We don't need all this gnashing and ranting here going on. The only thing that we need is people to take seriously their oath going into office, protect and defend the Constitution.
And, John, the Bananos and the Gambino crime families do not support this. That's all they are, and they've given them another name, Republicans and Democrats. That's not who they are. They will never do it. They're only interested in their own power, serving the interests of the most powerful. This is not a representative form of government. The only people they represent are the people that give them what they call campaign contributions, what adults call bribes and payoffs, and the most powerful to who they bow to.
John, I think, and Gerald, I think when you look at this, what's going on right now, we got to recognize one thing. This system can't survive in its current state no matter what happens. As was pointed out, you've got parasites at the top sucking us dry on Wall Street, the banksters at the top sucking us dry, and you got parasites at the bottom that basically get benefits when they're capable of working. So when you have parasites that have taken over the body is dead for all intents and purposes. This global economy is in its final death stage. So this isn't a question of us doing anything other than sitting back, and the collapse is going to come. With the collapse, there's going to be opportunities, I believe, for us to reemerge in a better form. There's also going to be opportunities for people to grab hold of their solution, and people are going to make a choice. I just don't see how you could benefit by getting involved in a succession movement.
Yeah.
Right now. I don't see how that's going to benefit anybody.
Well, and I don't think that it's going to, because as I started to say to Gerald, look, this country was put together in such a way as to control our political climate, especially that which is closest to us in our own county, in our own communities, in our own states. This is why every state has its own constitution. And if the people will press the governors and the state legislatures and tell them, look, we've had enough of this. The Fed is out of control. They've lost their mind. Whatever reason, we have the duty and obligation to rectify this problem. Obviously, they can't rectify it themselves. So we're going to make the rectification here and now. We are going to deconstruct and excuse those in the Fed, because it was the states that made the federal government, not the other way around. And over the years, they've usurped and taken more and more and more and more, and now they're running everything and everybody. What they're really doing is running us into the ground. So there is a solution to this. We can dissolve that federal government because it is no longer, Gerald said it, representative of the people by way of what? The temperature? The color of somebody's dress? No, by the law, the Constitution. What does that Constitution say? We're supposed to have lawful money. We don't have that. We got an IRS, an unapportioned, unfair surety to pay the bankers back because they knew how much the government was going to borrow for all its little social bailouts and giddy-ha-has and trying to make everybody feel fuzzy and warm and good. They're not in the business of retirement benefits or medical care or anything else. Not their job, not their purview. And
well, the system's going to collapse. I mean, one way or the other, this thing is going to come down. They've got, right now, there's $2,000 trillion of derivative exposure hanging over this global economy.
Yeah.
You've got $222 trillion hanging over the five biggest banks in the United States. I mean, it's going to collapse. It has to. And when it does, it's going to be the end of our current federal government because they're not going to have any money.
Yeah, but the problem is it's going to flush everything else down with it, and that's the point. That
is going to happen. It's going to happen whether you or I do anything about it. That's what I'm trying to point out here.
No. We need no. Okay, but Paul, I look. I understand what you're saying, but right now we don't have Plan B. The government's going to fold. It's going to take everything down with it, and we don't have an O capital S with a hit plan. We don't have one.
I think it's individual. I don't think there's people. We're so used to looking for an organization to take care of our needs or whatever. It's going to be individualism here. We're going to get back to what this country was founded on, which is rugged individualism. People taking care of themselves, getting together, building communities. That's what's going to emerge out of this.
All right. We've got Gerald. Can you stick around a few more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's go to Art. Hello, Art.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
You know, before I get to something you said earlier,
John. Paul, one thing I've noticed, you talk about rugged individualism. I've been basically an independent spirit all my life. I've never relied on anyone to do anything for me. I always did it on my own, by myself, never asked for help. And I have tried tooth and nail to bring a community together here, and I tell you, it's like pulling teeth out of a gosh darn chicken.
They don't want your leadership.
No.
They want a handout.
They don't want your individualism.
No, I'm not trying to be a leader. I'm trying to get people to stand on their own two damn feet and take care of themselves and stop relying on this bonehead moron collection in Washington. They just won't do it. But, you know, anyway, John, you asked a question earlier. Why can't we find one person in Washington to stand up and we'll take that and apply it to anything. It doesn't matter. And push for real money or sound money.
Yeah, his name was Ron. Art, his name was Ron Paul.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, Mr. Paul is no longer an option.
Well, and how much support did Dr. No have in Washington, D.C.? Next to none.
But you asked a question, how hard is it, or why can't we find one person in Congress or in Washington to do what it doesn't matter, whatever, be it sound money or enforce the Constitution, apply the Constitution in everything they do, or whatever the case may be. You can take that and put that question to any number of issues. Well, I have a very simple answer to that question. And this applies to not only the members of Congress and everyone working within the Beltway. It's the same contagion that is affecting the hearts of the American people. Where I come from, we call it cowardice.
Good. All right. Is that it, Art?
That'll be it, gentlemen.
Okay.
And you have a great day. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Gerald, sometimes I just feel like pulling my hair out.
Well, you know, I agree with Art. You know, people have lost their courage, their dignity, their respect, their integrity, and they cower to power. And I see it over and over again. And look at this last election. I was voting for a lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know the answer, but I do know that a lot of what we're talking about is not going to mean a lot. Because if the path to war continues on the current trend line, people are going to be forgetting about the economy, just like they did after 9/11. People forgot. People forgot how much Bush was despised before 9/11, how his popularity rating was in the toilet. People forgot the dot-com bubble had burst several months earlier, and we were in a recession. You know, people forgot that they lowered interest rates following 9/11 to 46-year lows. You know, people forgot, and they all started putting up yellow ribbons and waving flags to invade Afghanistan and then later Iraq because Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, but because he had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda, I tell you.
Yeah.
That never existed.
Right.
So, and that's what's going to happen next. And you can see, I mean, if anybody cannot hear the beating of the war drum, they're either deaf, in denial, or they're out of this world, as I see it. It cannot be beating louder. And Israel, to me, is the beginning. If they attack Iran, and let's get this straight, the only reason this is going on in the Middle East with the destabilization of Syria and the overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya is to get everybody out of the Middle East, isolate Iran, so the United States can take complete control. This is not a conspiracy theorist any more than it is a theory that Obama's in Asia, as the United States has said very clearly, in no uncertain terms, that we're building our military strength in the Pacific and in Asia in the event of bringing down China and putting it in its place, just like we're putting now Japan and China in a face-off to weaken China's position. So when war breaks out, just like in World War II, you think anybody thought about the Depression about inequality, about banking. They didn't think about anything when your lives are on the line. And this is going to be a war very different than anything we've ever seen. This, you know how they say generals keep fighting the last war? This will be a war of dirty bombs. It'll be a war of weapons of mass destruction. It'll be wars of biological warfare. Our lives will be hell if we let them lead us to where they're taking us. That's the way I see it.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's where they want to go with this. The reality is that the United States, if you take a look at our history, there's population-wise, we can't compete with China. One out of five people in this world are Chinese. They've always had the conventional advantage. Look what they did in the war in Korea when they pushed us back to the was the 44th parallel. So the bottom line is what we had was we had, and I, you know, I'm going to say this, our advantage was nuclear capability.
Still is.
Well, not anymore.
They've given it
China
away.
Has them, and again, this is a war. I wrote about just a little background real quick. When I came out with my book, Trends 2000 in 1996, in 2000 I was brought in to VMI, Virginia Military Institute, to speak about New Millennium Warfare. The people on the panel, after I discussed and showed what New Millennium Warfare would be, were of the likes of General Anthony Zinni. This war is going to be nothing like we've ever seen. I front-loaded the entire beginning of Trends 2000 with the breakup of the former Soviet Union and all of the weapons of mass destruction, suitcase-sized nuclear weapons that were being sold on the black market. The world is filled with this stuff. There's no stopping it. And as it increases, more and more of our rights will be taken away from us. They'll keep saying that, you see, we have to protect you because they're attacking the home front. These boys and girls have no idea of what hell will be wrought if we go to war. And they're putting us on the war path.
It's when, as you know, Gerald, it's when they take us to war. Because obviously that's where
we're in war now, and they're expanding it.
Right.
And we gave away the only advantage we have, which was nuclear, when Clinton and Bush and basically gave away all of our missile technology to China through executive orders.
Building the next boogeyman. Supposedly the Iron Curtain comes down and it's okay. We can transform the Chinese people by doing business with them. Well, I'm not even going to waste the time even discussing that. Michael in New York, we're running out of time here. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, sir, gentlemen, and what's even more outrageous is when we do go to war with them, we can't make anything because all the high-tech electronics, the semiconductors in particular, are being made there as well. We don't make them here anymore. IBM sold us out with the rest of the high-tech industry. You know, whenever this comes up again, guys, and they like to use the founding fathers when it suits their agenda in those little sound bites, make sure this fires back between their eyes. Yeah, we're talking about the same founding fathers that only property owners can vote, no property or income tax, silver 1 ounce is the true U.S. dollar, no central private bank allowed, and it's the death penalty for anybody that tries it.
And, Michael, I got to let you go, but it's a good place to leave. Hey,
yeah,
Gerald,
you, Michael.
Yeah, Gerald Celente, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you being here.
That's right. And remember, trendsjournal.com is our site to find more information.
All righty. Thanks again, Gerald.
Thank you, Gerald.
All righty, sir.
It's true.